Wednesday, June 19th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. My guest today is Cal Ori. Her website is Cal Ori, that's CalOrey.com. She is the author of several books. Her books include The Healing Powers. It's a series. She deals with the healing power of vinegar, olive oil, chocolate, honey, and coffee. And those are all published by Kensington. And anyway, I hope that we have a very enjoyable visit. Cal, welcome to the program.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are.
Yes, it's still morning here, and it's really morning there.
Yes, it's a really morning, yeah.
Anyway, I read your book about vinegar, mm-hmm. and I had a bottle of the very good vinegar, Bragg's vinegar, in my cupboard, mm-hmm. and I started using it more regularly since reading your book, and so I thought, wow, this would be really an interesting interview, particularly if you have something that regarding chocolate that actually says, yes, this is something good, and it does have healing power, because I eat chocolate every day.
You do too, yes. I call that a chocolatarian, where you incorporate a little bit of quality chocolate into your diet every day in different ways. So many people think you can put on pounds and body fat with eating chocolate. Not true. In moderation, the right stuff, it's good for you.
Right, and I only eat dark chocolate. I never touch light chocolate, and I always buy quality stuff.
I agree. However, it is an acquired taste. Dark chocolate, when I started the research, 70% cocoa content's a little bit bitter, but if you can get it infused with spices, nuts, or herbs, it tastes so much better with the natural sweeteners and better for you. Or even start with 45%, go up to 50, 60, and then you get used to it. On occasion, I will eat milk chocolate in baking or decorating or something like that, which isn't bad. It has some minerals, some good things, but by no means does it have all the antioxidants that dark chocolate contains.
Right. I've even gone up to 83%.
And, oh, my God. That is, you should get a medal. Oh, that's amazing. How was it for you? Did you survive?
Absolutely. I did it on a regular basis. I usually do 73, I've gone up higher, and it just seems to fulfill something that I was needing. So,
you know, by having dark chocolate in the house, 70%, which I do have now, it definitely curbs the sweet tooth for unhealthy sweets. So, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, or you have a sweet tooth, and, you know, too much sugar is not good for you, and it's so much in the press these days that, you know, too much sugar in your diet can trigger heart disease and so many other problems. Just eating a square of dark chocolate really can curb those sweet cravings.
Great. All righty. We do have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Cal Ori. Stay tuned.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
And our guest today is Cal Ory. Her last name is spelled O-R-E-Y. Her website is calory.com. And she is the author. She's an author and a journalist and has written about vinegar, olive oil, chocolate, honey, and coffee. And as I said, her website is calory.com. And you were talking about chocolate. And actually, that is the only sweet that I eat. I'm pretty much off of sugar, except the organic sugar that I use when I make kombucha.
What about ice cream? You never touch ice cream?
I never touch ice cream.
Well, you can get all natural ice cream, you know that. And you do get calcium from ice cream, but that's another healing power superfood. Maybe that should be the next book, huh?
Yes.
I drink
a lot of kefir.
Kefir. I do organic milk. I don't know. I've been thinking about becoming a strict vegetarian. I think I'm going to, vegan actually, I think I'm going to do it every other day. No dairy at all. Do you think you could do that?
Oh, sure. I was off dairy for quite some time, but I would never consider going off meat. I think there's been so much written about vegans and about vegetarianism, and I think it's kind of a dangerous route to go.
It can be controversial, just like home cooking for your pets. You miss a lot of essential nutrients, and then you end up with lots of problems. And that's probably one reason why I still kind of force myself to eat fish, cold water fish, to keep it balanced. So I kind of agree with you, and maybe that's why I haven't done it subconsciously.
Yeah, well, I try and eat grass-fed organic beef and free-range eggs and all that kind of thing.
I usually have organic brown eggs in the house. For some reason, I haven't for a couple months. Interesting. That's interesting.
Yes. Well, I just really, you know, like to do that and try and make really, really good healthy choices. And so I'm always interested in looking at, well, like vinegar. Because that is something that people used to use all the time, for a number of things. And when I saw your book and I ordered the Kindle edition of it and I read it and I thought, wow, this looks good. And you talk about apple cider vinegar and you talk about red wine vinegar and, other natural vinegars. I use a lot of balsamic vinegar, and I know that there are various grades and various, qualities of all of that, but
all of them are interesting, what you mentioned, and of course during the research, this has gone into second edition, 20th printing, it's been translated to more than 15 languages around the world, best-selling health book in South Korea. They like their fruit vinegar drinks. When I first started this book, I knew really very little about vinegar, except red wine vinegar, like you mentioned, which my mother used in, you know, of a vinaigrette salad. These days, I use apple cider vinegar externally. It is amazing. If you have, like, just a week ago, I had a bite, and I used apple cider vinegar topically on it, you know, several times a day. And my brother would laugh at me, like, oh, my God, apple cider vinegar, here we go. Why don't you mix some honey in it? And you know what? 24 hours later, it's totally healed. It just has amazing anti-inflammatory and antibacterial properties going back 5,000 years ago. And I vow by it. I mean, I vow to use it rather than go to a conventional doctor for other harsher things when you have, you know, scrapes, bites. What have you. It really does work. It does.
Now, you use it topically. What about its anti-inflammatory properties for internal use?
I have tried it for, I live in the mountains and I'm prone to sinus infections, especially in the winter, and I have tried it with chamomile tea and honey, trying to pretend that it tastes like great apple cider, but I have to say it is acidic, and it's an acquired taste. Some people love it, and it definitely can help you to lose pounds, unwanted pounds if you want, by curbing the appetite and burning fat, which I describe in the book. But it's acidic. It is hard on the stomach if you drink, you know, too much. And you have to remember, I know I'm giving you the cons right now, but I want to be real here. If you do take apple cider vinegar straight or drink it, you want to rinse out your mouth or brush your teeth, just like orange juice or another acidic food. But other than that, people swear by it, you know, liquid-wise, to get the cholesterol down, high blood pressure down, lose weight, like I said, so many things. And, of course, all those health ailments, that's what you would use it internally for. Me, not so much. I swear by it externally.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean I don't use the other vinegars, you know, ingest them. Like today, I do a cooking column every week for our local newspaper, What's Cooking at Kelly's Cabin. I'm doing a vinaigrette, maybe with balsamic, but maybe with red wine vinegar and olive oil. And I'm trying the homemade fries, which I've done, but I'm trying them with the vinegar, the malt vinegar, and sea salt. I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, right, like the English do.
I have never done that. I've made the home fries, but I'm thinking, I had some chips the other day, the all-natural vinegar chips, and I'm thinking, why don't I do this at home and home fries? How good would that be? I think it'd be really good.
And of course, I think everything that you make at home should be and is generally better than what you would get commercially, because who knows what other things they put into those products.
Exactly. You have so many choices. You know exactly where it's going in. You know it's fresh. And if you're a fussy eater, you can incorporate what you want or change recipes. No, I love home cooking now. I didn't before. When I moved here 13 years ago, I did not cook. And I ate healthy processed food, but I don't know if you can really say that. Processed food, how healthy can it be? Home cooking is the way to go, without a doubt. And all these books in the Healing Power series, They're all superfoods, and of course I use them daily.
Right. Right. And of course I think with processed foods, they use a lot of preservatives and things that give it added shelf life. And I don't think that those things are good for us. If there is something in an ingredient that you can't even pronounce, then you have to say, do I really, really want to eat this? So, yeah, I think home cooking is best.
I agree with that. So okay. What about coffee? Did you do coffee this morning?
No, I don't drink coffee.
You don't drink coffee? Oh,
nope.
My God.
I've done coffee enemas, but I've never. I don't ingest.
No, don't laugh.
I go the more direct route to the intestine.
I should have interviewed you for the book. I did interview Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman, and she's like you. I don't believe she drinks coffee either, but she's definitely an advocate of discussing the powers of the coffee enema, and I include that in the book. That's amazing. When I was interviewing a lot of health spas throughout the years, I know somewhere down in Southern California, a very nice health spa.
Gerson?
Excuse me?
The Gerson Institute?
No, but I know that they're advocates, proponents of it as well. No, it's somewhere else. In Canyon Ranch, they were telling me or asking me to come down, please, please, we want to do this. And I'm there, I don't know about that. But I'm sure it has health benefits without a doubt.
Oh, right. I mean, it helps cleanse your liver and all kinds of things. But I'm not a, well, I have done enemas, but I'm certainly, they're not the most pleasant thing to do, but I think the results are quite beneficial.
Some people, I've heard that it's very relaxing. I suppose, again, it's an acquired taste, so to speak. Well, because, you know, when you do something that's not that fun, but the benefits, like getting our teeth cleaned, it's not that fun, but after it's awesome. You have peace of mind and your teeth feel better, and so it's kind of like that.
Right. Yes, I guess there are things that we don't look forward to, and they do provide a benefit. And I think that we should do these things because we are looking for that benefit. We're looking for good health, and so tell us some more about vinegar and the benefits, the health benefits.
What I find interesting is that out of these five superfoods, people buy into vinegar more than any of them. It's still my best-selling book, and I find that fascinating. And I'm looking at the back cover, and it says, from folk medicine to modern miracle. And again, like I said, this has been used for 5,000 years. It goes way, way back. What was it in the medieval times, the bubonic plague, the Black Plague, remember, in European countries that was killing everybody, and they had those thieves, and they did not get it. They went around robbing all the deceased people, and people wondered, why weren't they dying by touching? Why weren't they infected? And I don't know if this is just folklore or if it's true, but they said that they washed themselves with a solution that included vinegar. And actually, they didn't even have to go to jail. They weren't incarcerated because they gave their trick on how to not get this terrible, lethal flu-like disease.
Isn't that amazing? I wonder if there are people who use that same sort of philosophy to avoid getting some of the things that are so common to our culture now, such as cancer.
They do. Do you remember the big scare we had? What was it? What was that flu? And it went to pandemic 6. What was that?
Yeah, bird flu or some such thing.
Wasn't it swine or something?
Swine flu. Yeah. Alrighty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick that up on the other side of the break.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Website is calorey.com. That is calorey.com. And Cal, we were talking about the swine flu. And,
right. I remember.
I think all these epidemics are deliberate. I think most of the flus and things that we get are from vaccines.
I'm kind of anti-vaccines, I have to tell you. I've seen problems with my own pets as well as other people. I'm kind of on the conservative side. You know, I follow the law, definitely get the rabies shots and the puppy shots, but then as we get older, the pets, no. And with me, same deal with the flu. I've never had the flu shot. I wash my hands a lot, stay away from people during the winter and tourists, and I haven't gotten the flu since I can remember. By the way, I found this formula, the therapeutic formula of the four Bs, and I tell you, during that big flu scare when we did go to pandemic six a few years ago, I was asked to write lots of articles on it, in my opinion, and this was circulating on the internet a lot. Listen to this. No one seems to know who wrote the formula. This is back of the four Bs, which differs from recipe to recipe, but basically it's the same and works in various ways. It can be used in, also in Asian countries, they do it with SARS. Remember SARS?
Sure.
Where Asians are wearing those masks. It can be used to disinfect sick rooms. If diluted with water, it can also be used as a body wash taken by the teaspoonful, so you can ingest it. Consult with your doctor for the safe amount. You're going to have a pretty open-minded, holistic doctor to do that. It can be used as a preventive measure to stave off viral infections such as the flu. And if you ever want to use it, just write this down. It's 3 quarts of apple cider vinegar, Bragg's, like you said, that you can get in your health food store, the Bragg vinegar. 3 tablespoons each of rosemary, lavender, sage, mint, rue, R-U-E, and plantain, and 6 cloves of garlic. Let it sit in a covered container for at least 24 hours. So there you go. So if we ever get another flu outbreak, you might want to go to that rather than go get shots, which could have so many awful side effects and make you feel like you have the flu. And those flu shots are not 100% effective. You know that.
Well, they're full of all kinds of, they're full of live viruses. Why inject live viruses into your body
to
kick up your immune system? Right. And I think they're the cause of autism. They're the cause of so many, for instance, in our animals. I don't even really believe in the shots. I have 3 cats. They're all indoor cats. They've never been outside. And I think most of their problems, any of the problems that they've ever had, have been a result of the shots that they received. And I got them all from breeders. And breeders always do the kitten shots, right when they're at 6 weeks or whenever they are supposed to get them or mm-hmm. when they're recommended that they get them. And so, If I had it to do over, I'd say I would arrange to get a cat, but I would say I don't want any shots on this cat. I want this cat virgin and pure, no shots.
I sort of agree with you. I lost a dear Brittany in November last year at 6 years old to a brain disorder. It was awful. And I believe we did have the vaccinations. They were due, and that's when it kicked in. I'm not saying the vaccinations caused the brain disorder, but I believe it kicked it in. It broke down his immune system. His immune system was already having issues, and to this day I regret doing it. I could have bought more time maybe for him, but yeah. I'm the same way with I have one indoor cat. No vaccinations for him, none at all. He's healthy, 3-year-old Siamese mix. There's no need for it. Not even rabies shots. I think about that, but I haven't seen any mice in the house for a long time.
No.
Yeah, and it is legal for dogs to have rabies shots, and I understand that, especially if you live in a rural area, with all the things, you name it, running around. But
I think compulsory anything is a way of making money, of giving prejudicial treatment, privilege to certain companies like insurance. I mean, when's the last time that you had a car accident, but every year you pay car insurance, and yet
Talk about health insurance. Don't take me there. That is such a sore subject. $600 a month. I'm in healthy tier one. They don't even know me. They look at me at the pool of my age. Well, you're this age, so I think we're going to raise you. $600 a month for premiums. That's just premiums.
And then That's
I
ridiculous.
Talk to people. I know. And then we get into the deductible, and then we get into it's ridiculous. It is.
Sure.
But if you don't have health insurance, then what? I don't live in Canada, so.
Well, if you don't have health insurance, you're bound to live a lot longer and not be as sick. More people with health insurance die in the medical system than those who do not have health insurance, because those who do not have health insurance figure out ways to take care of themselves that are outside of the system. They don't take those the harmful antibiotics. They do things like mix up 3 quarts of apple cider vinegar, and you need to redo that recipe for us so that we can write it down. We are going to a break here in just a moment, but that 3 quarts of apple cider vinegar, 3 tablespoons of rosemary, and that's, so we'll pick it up on the other side. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Cal Ori, and she's written some wonderful books on the healing powers of vinegar, olive oil, chocolate, honey, and coffee. Her website is calorey.com. That's C-A-L-O-R-E-Y. And take us through that recipe again. 3 quarts of apple cider vinegar, 3 tablespoons each of rosemary.
And you probably want to use that fresh if you can get it wherever you go, farmer's market, or I could even see it at the main supermarket, you know, where you could actually grow them at home. Rosemary, lavender, sage. I don't like to buy, the herbs in the little jars that have been sitting there forever. Rosemary, right. Lavender, sage, mint, rue, R-U-E. I've never seen that or heard of that or used it. Plantain, same thing with that. And 6 cloves of garlic. Let it sit in a covered container for at least 24 hours. I don't know about rue and plantain. It seems like they may be kind of difficult to get. Personally, if I were to make this, I would probably leave those two out. But I'm always one to switch recipes. I don't follow instructions. I got to go follow my own route.
Yes, absolutely. There are some places that you can get some really good fresh, it's not fresh, it's dried herbs, but it's they're better quality than what you get at the store. Excuse me. So I order them online, and I have all kinds of herbs.
What about honey? You have not mentioned honey. Do you know the honey is my favorite book out of these five? And it actually was, it's in the Children's Book of the Month Club. I'm so honored. I've always wanted to be a children's writer. I've done some children's books. And with my imagination, I have a master's in English creative writing. So I should have been a fiction writer or a playwright, but I ended up being a nonfiction author. Go figure. So in the Honey Book, what I did, it's three stories in one. Of course, you get the how-to to use honey, you know, nonfiction. But in each chapter, I take you through my life experiencing honey, and there's kind of a metaphor of the honeybee, you know, how the honeybee is becoming extinct in each chapter. So if you took those anecdotes, it would be a children's book. And then there's a whole chapter on colony collapse disorder about if the honeybee does become extinct, how it will gravely affect our food chain. Like one-third of our favorite foods will be gone.
I had a beekeeper on last week by the name of Terrence Ingram, and he told us the story, and most of my listeners, all of my listeners, are probably very familiar with the colony collapse and the situation with the bees. And of course, I link that personally to Monsanto and all their toxic chemicals that they're spraying all over the world. And so, yes, tell us about honey, because not only is it a good, a sweetener, but it also has some very good health benefits, and I do have quite a lot of honey on hand, and it's organic. Supposedly it's organic, and it's very good. I use it. So tell us your experience with it.
I love
how
honey.
You've
first,
used it.
Before I go back to 5,000 years ago and what it can do for us today, I have to share you a little story. Just last week, yeah, I'm nature girl. I had a nasty little cut. I don't know, in the summertime, things happen to me up here in the mountains. But I had a nasty little cut on my toe, the second toe, where it was really painful. Walking the dogs, I noticed what's going on. I looked at it. It was a deep gash. And what did I do? Did I run and call my doctor? No, I had a tetanus shot because that was another issue a couple years ago, so I knew I was okay there. But I used Manuka honey. Manuka honey is very expensive. It's used in Australia and New Zealand, and I interviewed the man who actually coined the factor rating for it. And like I said, it's used in hospitals. So I put a little bit of that topically on my toe, and do you know, in 24 hours, it was totally gone? I was amazed. I was totally amazed. So it is good as apple cider vinegar, maybe even better. It's kind of icky. It's, you know, gooey. But it works. It works. And you probably can get that at your health food store or online. Of course, I was comped a lot of Manuka honey. I was blessed to receive all those gifts from the honeybee. But that's how I use it topically, one way. But honey, it's the nature of gods, coined as Mother Nature's nectar of the gods. And it's been praised for its powers for as far back as 5,000 years ago, used by the Egyptians. Eating honey can actually help lower the risk of heart disease, cancer, diabetes too, and even help reduce body fat and unwanted weight. And if you beat all that, you're probably going to live a longer, more quality life. And so you're probably thinking, okay, Cal, how can it really do that? Well, at the end of each chapter, I have this little kind of cute little sidebar so you can get the little bulleted highlights of each chapter, so you don't have to read the whole thing to remember. But obesity, the fructose and glucose, honey has antioxidants, just like vinegar, okay? Those are the good things that help stave off problems that affect our body, often age-related. But the fructose and glucose and antioxidant-rich dark honey, and you want the darker honeys, they satisfy your sweet cravings, so overindulgence and fattening and sugary foods without nutritional value is easier to avoid. And again, the darker honeys have more antioxidants.
Doesn't it depend on what the bees are feeding on will determine the darkness or lightness of the honey and the flavor?
There's more than 300 varietals, and I've tasted so many, and I actually include the Healing Honey Parade, and the ones that are really good with the antioxidants and used for medicinal purposes are acacia, that comes from the black locust tree, Blueberry, that really tastes good. It's golden in color, rich in antioxidants. Buckwheat, that's an acquired taste. Let me tell you, I did use it in some baking, I believe, but then I'm sure I lost most of the antioxidants. But I did also use it in yogurt, in plain yogurt. It's dark and it's rich, but it's very high in antioxidants. But buckwheat is one of the top ranked for antioxidant value. Goldenrod, Hawaiian Christmas berry, Manuka. I was on some show a while ago and somebody did tell me, the host, that they did ingest Manuka honey. I was afraid to. I only use it topically, but it's dark amber orange medicinal again from the Manuka bush. And again, it's very much an acquired taste. Raspberry, sunflower, and wildflower, which is amazing. I love wildflower honey. I've used that a lot in tea, yogurt, cooking and baking. So, for heart disease, antioxidants in dark honey can help to lower the risk of high blood pressure and high cholesterol, especially if you stay clear of eating sugary foods like we talked about, or sugary drinks.
Sure.
Diabetes, dark honey may cut the amount of bad cholesterol in the blood, and it may lower the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, which happens as we get older for sure, especially if we have some risk factors, if it runs in our family, our diet, if we're overweight, if we're sedentary, you know, we don't get enough exercise. Cancer, the antioxidants in dark honey act as disease-fighting antioxidants to hinder the cancer process and may reduce certain cancers. And then aging, like I said earlier, if we beat all these, keep them at bay, there's a very good chance we're going to live longer and a more quality life.
Sure. And it all really depends on our immune system. So are there some things, you talked about antioxidants, but are there some things that we can use, whether we're talking vinegar, chocolate, honey, or whatever, that would boost our immune system? And And does honey have anti-inflammatory?
It certainly does. And last summer I was stung by a, I don't know why I live here. I live in Tahoe, by the way. I was stung by a...
I love Tahoe. I love it.
I was stung by a wasp, and we called the wasp man, and I'm known as an intuitive. I really am intuitive since I was a kid. And he came out, and he said, there's no nest. And I said, no, there is, trust me. But, you know, he's the expert, and it was coming from under the deck. And, oh, my God, he took apart the deck, and he said, there's nothing here. I go, no, I can see it when I close my eyes. I know there's a nest. He kept digging, and, oh, my God, within an hour, he brought out the largest nest he said he ever saw. I couldn't believe it. But I had gotten stung, and so had my dog, and that was so painful for a whole day. But I did use honey. And because of its anti-inflammatory and antibacterial properties. And I don't know. I was in so much pain. Maybe that helped. I tried everything. I called the general practitioner, and he just said, you know, you're not going to die. Just grin and bear it. Deal with it. The pain will subside. It did, but that's painful. It really, really is by a lot. But, yeah, in your health food store, have you heard of super bee foods? Now, these include the nutrient-rich bee pollen, propolis, and royal jelly.
Oh, I've heard of royal jelly, yes.
Yeah, these are very pricey, and they're a luxury item, if you ask me, and they're used and touted for their healing powers by beekeepers and medical experts in the present day. I tasted each one, but again, it's really an acquired taste. If I had my choice, and obviously I go to the other honeys like I mentioned rather than these, but some health conscious people definitely go for the super bee foods. Mm. And like you mentioned, the immune system, of course, honey can help relieve allergies. Now that's interesting. Okay, I did my homework when I was doing the research for this book, and 50 miles away from us, on the outskirts of Reno in Nevada, I visited a beekeeper. And I do get sinuses during this time of year. You should see the pollen. We have that yellow stuff all over the deck everywhere. And he had alfalfa honey, and I brought it home. And the deal is you're supposed to use honey within a 50-mile radius from where you live. And it's kind of like it's a homeopathic remedy, like fight the pollen with the pollen. I don't know if it really works because at the time I was using so much honey to write about the different varietals, but I would have to say it did help my sinuses somewhat. And in the morning, I get a little bit congested, you know, that post-nasal drip. It can make your voice very smooth, like on the radio.
I'll have to guzzle some honey before my program.
I was going to tell you that. When you had the tickle in your throat, I was going to say, oh, my God, I've got to tell her. Because I do have a raspy voice anyway. People have noticed that, kind of like a Deborah Winger. But the honey really smooths it out. And I'm on the phone so much that it works. I'm telling you, it's like silk. And I did it on the last radio show I was, and I just, like, blew away the producer and the host. They're like, what did you do? And I said, well, I did honey. I just took it.
Tomorrow I'm going to have some honey sitting here on my desk.
Yeah, just do one teaspoon, 21 calories, that's it, per teaspoon. And it tastes good, and it really, you'll see. And you'll mention me tomorrow, you'll go, oh, my God, Cal is right. She was so right. But you can use it for allergies, coughs, fatigue, pain, and stress. And, of course, as you know, it's helping to boost the immune system.
Sure. Now, getting back to chocolate and having a voice problem and getting kind of choked up and whatnot, the reason that I don't eat milk chocolate is because I feel that it coats my throat and it does create that sensation that I just, you know, I have to cough and that's what milk chocolate does to me. So that is why I avoid it, whether there's something in there that I'm allergic to. Or, I don't know. But
maybe the dairy. I'm starting to get that way about cheese. I'm starting to have adverse reactions to cheese. I think it was physical, and maybe I ate too much of it. Then I started thinking about the saturated fat, and I didn't purchase it anymore. And now, I don't know, I may cut cheese out of my diet. Maybe that could be it. But chocolate, I'm looking at some of the, not only the antioxidants are good for you, but here are some of the mood enhancers, the reason why chocolate can be addictive, you know, and dark chocolate as well, why we want it. It has one chemical called, well, compound, I'd prefer that term.
Right.
I can't pronounce this, A-N-A-N-D-A-D-A-M-I-D-E. How do you pronounce that?
Anandamide? I don't know. Spelling's good.
Okay. It's touted as the bliss chemical. It occurs naturally in the brain, and when released to our brain receptors, it can provide good feelings.
Of like course, endorphins.
Yeah. Okay. That comes down. Dark chocolate, like exercise, helps release endorphins, natural painkillers in your body that act on the nervous system to alleviate pain and make you feel good and give you that energy. Caffeine, it doesn't have as much caffeine as coffee, which you don't like, but it does have some caffeine that can have an effect on the central nervous system. But again, it's not that much. Like one ounce piece of dark chocolate contains only 10 to 20 milligrams of caffeine. That is so much less than even tea. Green tea, I think, has 30. A tablet of Excedrin has 65 milligrams of caffeine. I remember this from graduate school. Mm-hmm. So it's really not a lot. And milk chocolate has less than half of that amount.
Mm-hmm.
There's another brain chemical called PEA that's all in uppercase, and it's known as the chocolate amphetamine. And it can increase your blood pressure a little bit and feelings of excitement and alertness. And it's also been called the love drug because it can mimic feelings of falling in love. And then it has serotonin, and that's the brain chemical that can make you feel happy and improve brain power and memory. So chocolate, basically, it can give you a physical high and a mental high as well. I remember, I still am a devout swimmer, but I used to be in swim club when I was a kid, and we would eat a chocolate bar before we would swim. And also, you know, when we're studying or when I'm writing books, and especially the chocolate book, I was eating quite a bit of chocolate. I mean, well, I was sent quality chocolate from all around the world. I mean, who could pass on truffle from Belgium, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and they have the best ones. There's a company in California that has wonderful truffles, too. Oh, just delicious stuff.
I'm sure there's a lot. There's a lot.
Cocoa powder on them.
Yeah, there's so many wonderful chocolate companies out there that were so generous to me.
We are going to take a break, but what a wonderful way to get a bunch of a variety of chocolate is just announce that you're writing a book on chocolate.
I know. That's what my editor said. Aren't you lucky to be treated by strangers that send you chocolate?
All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Website is calorey.com. That is calorey.com. And during the break, I ran downstairs and I grabbed a bottle of honey. I usually get a gallon and then I break it down into small jars. And I have a small jar of honey sitting here on my desk. And I did try a teaspoon during the break. Plus, I did a couple other things during the break. So do I sound any different?
I would have to say it sounds a little bit smoother. I noticed on one of my favorite honeys, it's almost gone and it's crystallized. I like the crystallization. It's kind of crunchy, but to get rid of that,
like
you can put it in a microwave and it's supposed to smooth
it
out.
Oh, no, don't ever use a microwave. Oh, that's terrible.
Because of the radiation?
Yes, I would never radiate anything. In fact, if you microwave water and use it on a plant, the plant will die in 2 weeks.
I knew that, but I suppose I tuned it out. So you're telling me, like, when you make a cup of tea, you do drink tea, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Hear your tea kettle whistle, correct?
Yes. Or a pan. I never, never use a microwave oven for anything. I have one, and I'd like to get rid of it.
You can send it to me. UPS. I have written what you've said, and now I feel like a hypocrite. I'm sure I've written that in many books and articles. So I'm not going to disagree with you. Now I feel guilty. So out with the cheese, out with the,
cheese, get rid of the microwave. And also there was a nurse that heated up a bag of blood for a transfusion, and it killed the person. They heated it up in the microwave. And I guess that was
when they decided they
wouldn't do that anymore. But well, I would never use the microwave for anything. I mean, if you're going to eat food, I mean, we all have to eat. Why eat empty calories that have all the good things radiated out of them? Oh, no.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to mention that these books, all of them have at one time or another, right now, The Healing Powers of Honey and The Healing Powers of Coffee are in the Good Cook Book Club, because these books have awesome recipes that some are mine, but a lot of them are from famous health spas around the nation, from famous chefs, from famous companies, and it's just a really wide range. I sprinkle a relevant recipe at the end of each chapter, and then at the end of the book, a lot of them in categories from entrees to desserts. But by using honey in baking and cooking, it's a lot healthier than using sugar, and you don't need as much by any means. So like if you're making banana bread, you would, in using whole wheat flour, excuse me, and not, instead of using sugar, like our moms probably used white sugar, brown sugar, you can use honey, and once again, use a lot less.
Right. Alrighty, we're going to our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors and station ID. Be right back.